గణరఘునాథాన్వితం తం సజీవం సాద్వైతం సావధూతం బలిజన చైతం కృష్ణ చైతన్యం లీలాదా కృష్ణ పాదాన్ సగణ లలితా శ్రీ విశాఖ నమో విష్ణుపాదాయ కృష్ణ భ్రష్టాయ భూతం శ్రీమతే భక్తి సిద్ధాంత సరస్వతీ నివాసుభానవీ దేవి వైద్యాయ కృపాబ్ధ కృష్ణ సంబంధ విజ్ఞాన దాయినే ప్రభవే నమ మాధుర్యోజ్వల ప్రమాఢ శ్రీరూపానుగ భక్తిదాం గౌర కరుణాశక్తి నిగ్రహాయ నమస్తే గౌరవాణి శ్రీమూర్తయ దినతారిణి రూపానుగ విరుద్ధ సిద్ధాంతద్వందారి నమో విష్ణుపాదాయ కృష్ణ భ్రష్టాయ భూతళి శ్రీమతే భక్తి వేదాంత స్థాని ఇది నాని మంచా కల్పతరూభ్యశ్చ కృపాసింధుభ్యేవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో మహాపదన్యాయ కృష్ణ ప్రేమ ప్రదాయ కృష్ణాయ కృష్ణ చైతన్య నామనే గౌరత్వశేన టుడే దిస్ హౌస్ హాస్ బికమ్ శ్రీవాస భవన్ శ్రీవాస అంగన్ as long as Mahaprabhu stayed in Navadvipa, used to perform Sankirtan in the house of Srivas. Because Srivas is considered to be the superior Vaishnava. His wife, Malini Devi. Nityananda Prabhu was staying there. He used to suck up the breast milk of Malini whenever Nityananda Prabhu wants to drink, then the milk flows. Nityananda Prabhu used to suck up. So Malini aged and as well as Nityananda Prabhu also aged. Still it was a wonder that breast milk flows. And he was taking food in the house of Srivas Pandit. Srivas Pandit was performing Sankirtan daily. Mahaprabhu doesn't want any Vaishnava to come in. All Vaishnavas only should come, Vaishnavas should be away. Many of them wanted to see the Sankirtan. Mahaprabhu said, no. We will sing the glories of the Lord. If you sing the glories of the Lord, you will be allowed. Not to see the Sankirtan, enjoy. Sankirtan is not for enjoyment. You have to learn from Sankirtan. When Mahaprabhu was performing Sankirtan, He told Subhas, I am not feeling happy today in Sankirtan. Is there any outsider here? And Srivas, yes, Srivas, is there anybody? Srivas, mother-in-law was sitting at the corner of the door. Srivas Pandit said, please go out. Mahaprabhu doesn't want you here, Sankirtan. And Mahaprabhu, even a person, was brought him because he survives on milk and fruits. Then he begged Srivas, just take me. I may sit somewhere in the corner so that Mahaprabhu may not see me, and I will see Sankirtan. When he entered, Mahaprabhu started Sankirtan after half an hour. Oh no, some extra person is here. Then Srivas said, no extra person, he is also a devotee, he survives only on fruit and milk. Oh, if one survives on fruit and milk, he is eligible to see my Sankirtan. Then the fellow came out and fell at the feet of the Lord. Yes, you are an arrogant person. You think that by eating fruit and milk, you will get the darshan of the Lord. No, no, not that. You should give up that ego and surrender. Then he said, yes, from here, from this day onwards I will never survive on fruit and milk. I will take Bhagavata Prasad. Yes, you must take Bhagavata Prasad. So it was a strict order. And when we are doing Harinam Sankirtan, closing the doors throughout night, some persons out of malice, they talk against Mahaprabhu and the Vaishnavas. These fellows, throughout the night, they bring liquor, drink liquor, and do some Devi puja, and they bring damsels, and with them they enjoy the night. We must see that the house of Srivas may be thrown into Ganga. And everybody also, they signed him. Mahaprabhu never told them anything. And one day, a cruel person, he brought a bottle of liquor, some red flowers, and a piece of bone, and kept there. Early in the morning, when Srivas opened the door, he saw, and he invited all the good people, Mansi, come and see that I am doing here, closing the door throughout the night, not doing bhajan, I am doing Devi puja. All of you, please excuse me. Then he brought scavenger and removed it. Daily Mahaprabhu goes to Ganga to take bath. On the way, his relative, was attacked by lepers, the nose, and they were sitting, he requested Mahaprabhu, please excuse my offenses and give me relief that I am suffering from this. Yes, you must suffer not only one life, crores of lives. He begged up and up, but Mahaprabhu never held up it, because you have committed Vaishnava Prat. You tell the world that we are doing Devi Puja, we drink liquor and we eat mutton and we do the puja. And we show that we are great devotees. Now you see who is a devotee. Who is a devotee? You can see. Mahaprabhu's order is that another day, Srinivas boy, around 7 years, 8 years, he died at night 10 o'clock. Mahaprabhu started Sankirtana. And he was not happy. Then he asked Srivas, is there any danger to you? What is this? Today I am not at all feeling well. Then he went inside and saw all the ladies, they are weeping for the loss of boy. And Srivas Pandit said, I understood. But what is the use? The boy will never come again to you. But don't weep now. If you weep, Mahaprabhu will stop Sankirtan. Don't do that. So they were starting Sankirtan. Again Mahaprabhu said, Srivas, you tell me what happened today. But other Vaishnavas told that his son was dying. Oh, you have got the courage that though you lost your son, only child, and you never weep and laugh and dance with us, we have never seen such a devotee in the world who can laugh and dance in spite of his only boy, a lost. He said, you please cover the boy. Early morning he will go. Then Mahaprabhu came running and saw the boy lying. Mahaprabhu put his hands upon the boy. The boy stood. Then he offered his prostrations to Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu was asked him, why you are leaving this place? Why was you daily you hear Nam Sankirtan and your father is a greater devotee? He doesn't want you to go away. Nor only your father, all your family members and all the devotees of this street never want to go away to you. They always want you to be there. And why not you stay? I also want you to stay here. Then the boy said, Mahaprabhu, this is the greatest happiness I feel, because in your presence I have to go away. What more benefit can I derive if I survive? Suppose in your absence I will die. But now all of you are doing Sankirtan, and in your presence I must go, because it is my prarabdha that I should be here only for 8 years. I cannot disorder it. Now what? 1 minute also cannot be like a warrant. It is a warrant, death warrant. How can I say? The ball of you combine and say, prarabdha cannot be destroyed. That brahma sakshat kurti nishtayapi, vinasamayati minana bhogai, apaiti namas puranena tatte, prarabdha karmeti viroti vyasa. Mahaprabhu said that prarabdha can be destroyed by the blessings of nama. So, Sudhi, her father is a great devotee, and where all the devotees are engaged in the Sankirtan, how can you go? Sir, my prarabdha cannot be destroyed. It should be destroyed through myself. I have not committed, I have not performed such activities, spiritual activities, devotional activities, that which can destroy my prarabdha. My prarabdha cannot be destroyed. So, to respect the code and the Vaishnava's order, Mahaprabhu said, kept quiet. The boy went away. So, many people say that he brought the death body. He is not a human being. But Mahaprabhu, was there. Mahaprabhu put his hands and he stood up. He came to senses and he requested Mahaprabhu to allow me to go away, because this chance I will never get. So many Vaishnavas and in your presence that I am going away, I lost my prarabdha by this. So, the Sevad Pandit, like Sevad Pandit, Pranavallabh Prabhu, is very strict in his following. Very strict. It is necessary, one must, because the Lord will appreciate, the Lord will bless one who completely surrenders to the Lord. So Sivas was not anxious to bring the life, boy to life. Was not anxious. Why? He has come, now he will have a good job, a life, he will get it the life, devotional life. So, Vaishnavas, they always surrender. One must surrender, full surrender, complete surrender. What is that surrender? Not bodily, in his mind, intellect, and mind, and his house, and his property, and his relations. He must follow the surrender. Surrender, surrender. Sadanga saranagati haive jahar. Dahara pratana suni srinanda kumar. This type of saranagati, if one follows, the Lord will hear his sankirtan. So, all of you today combined, the devotees, devotees not for namesake, but you practice devotion. Bhaktistu bhagavat bhakta sangena parijayati satsanga pratyate punghi sukritai purbasan chitai. One can have devotion only if he surrenders to a mahatma, pure sadhu mahatma. Bhuttamadhikari, then through his blessings he can develop devotion. And without that, bhakti cannot be developed. So bhakti is very easy, but you have to surrender. If he doesn't surrender, it is not easy. Always surrender, surrender. Any action I do through all my limbs and senses, there I must feel it is the blessing of the Lord. All my movements, if I see, if I take some prasada, mahaprasada, and while taking mahaprasada in our mutts previously, they used to say, mahaprasade govinde nama brahmani vaishnave sarpa panna vatam rajan vishwaso naiva saipi. The sarpa punya, who has no punya or good deed, is a sinner. A sinner will definitely will have no confidence, no faith on Mahaprasada. What is Mahaprasada? The bhakta offered Mahaprasada, put tulasi on it, offered Mahaprasada. Whatever it may be, it is Mahaprasada. It is not that restaurants gave you on plates. It is Mahaprasada because tulasi leaf is given there. And the Lord has accepted it. Though he has eaten the whole, he touched it, then the prasad is there. It is called prasad, Bhagavad prasad. When every year these devotees of Vrindavan, they used to perform Indra Puja, demigod Puja. Then Krishna, grown up, only a boy, under 7, not 8 years, 6 or 7 years, then he told Nanda Maharaja, "Father, to whom you are doing all these collections and heavy collections you do, what for?" He said, "We have to perform the puja of Indra. Unless Indra is worshipped, he will never bless us. There will be no rights, no rights, no trees, no food. You can get, so I must do that." They live to it in Kartika. Kartika month. Not necessary. They stop that. We should worship this Govardhan. It is the Lord of us. Because all of the Vrindavasis with their cows, with their calves, with their everything, they survive. They live. So, all the preparations for Indra, in spite of doing Indra Puja, they offered it to the Lord. And while offering heavy quantities, 1,000 or 2,000 people can eat. The villagers, they prepare and offer. Now, Krishna, in one form, sitting on the Govardhan mountain, extended his two hands and eating. And now he, in one form, Krishna has a boy standing by Nanda Maharaj, said, Father, have you seen at any time you do Indra Puja, spending so much? Did Indra came and took prasadam at any time? Have you seen? No. But see, now the Govardhan is extending his hands, not Govardhan, he is Govardhan. He is Govardhan. He is extending two hands and eating it. See, see, the real truth. You know, what is truth? This is truth. Then they were very happy. But Indra became angry. These fellows, those who live in forest, little boy, is always talk too much, talkative, and he heard him and have done this. Give up my service, my puja, I will show them. Called all the clouds, Grana, Puskara, 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 four types of them, and asked them to destroy the whole of Gokula by water, the rain. There was no place for these people to stay. Where will they stay? And their cows, the cows, and their boys children. They came for Lord Krishna and said, Lord, oh Lord Krishna, you told, now we accepted your advice. Indra has become angry. Now he is determined to disturb and destroy Gokula. Violence. Then Krishna said, yes, yes, I understood. Then half of that mountain he removed and took it in his left hand and took a little finger to come. All with your property and all your cows and cattle, everything. Come on. You can stay as long as the rains are there. But after 7 days, the store became empty. Water store empty. No water, no rains. Now Krishna asked you, come out, because rain stopped. Come out. They have come out. In these 7 days, what did they eat? Nothing. No coffee, no tea, nothing. How can they survive? All the boys and the Brijavasis and their children, the cows and the cows and calves, all this, they only survived seeing Krishna. Krishna is Amrita. Amrita. Lord Krishna, they have no appetite. They lost appetite. And Krishna has nothing to eat. Nothing to eat. Now, Krishna was looking at the Brijavasis, and the Brijavasis were looking at Krishna. Was this sort of Amrita, Darshan, Amrita, Namrita, Amrita. They were happy. So, it is the power here, also there. Madhavendra Puri, Madhavendra Puri, he was at Vrindavan, now at Kunda. That is, its name is?
Govinda Kunda. Govinda. Govinda. Govinda Kunda.
Loudly.
Govinda. Govinda Kunda. Govinda Kunda, Govinda Kunda.
Govinda, Govinda Kunda. It is called Govinda Kunda. There, the Lord Govinda was lying on the top of Govardhan, and that place was covered with small, small trees and no food to Govinda. The Govinda is now in Rajasthan. No? And nobody to what clean, no, perform bath of the Lord. The Madhavendra Puri traveling throughout came and was sitting on the bank of Govindakunda, doing a namam. Evening, at the time of sunset, a boy, a black boy came with some pot and he asked, Swamiji, have you taken pot? No. Why not? Nobody who is staying around this Govindakunda, nobody will be without food. And you should ask anybody, they will give you food. My mother sent this pot. You take that milk and keep that pot. I will come again and take it away. Then he took the whole milk. Now the pot, he could realize that Gopal, Krishna only has come out with that milk. If not, who can know that I am hungry? He must not be an ordinary boy. He is Lord Krishna. So he was waiting, not sleeping, doing her nam. Early morning at 4 o'clock, little dozing came and he was just, he saw that the same boy, he came and got hold of the hand of Madhavendra, say, come with me. He went to the top of that hill and saw that he is lying there. You take the help of the villagers, let them cut open and you to establish my puja here. Thus immediately they broke out and he called all the villagers, your Lord is here, you do not know. And you come with me, and he took them and a cleared place and burnt water, and the Murti is giving some help, some big stone standing by the side of big stone, and the Parpar Sastra Ghatabhisheka, the big water pots, 1,000 water pots he brought and put on Govinda. Then there, after that, he offered all the preparations. It may be the village, very, very big village, very big village. All the villagers, they brought their articles and they prepared. All 10 Brahmins used to perform roti, some vegetable, and offering all this. And it was offered to the Lord, and the Lord, without their consciousness, he ate away all. Madhavendra Puri says, Bahudhinir khudhai Gopal khailo sakal. This Gopal, for many, many days, he has no food, so he was very hungry. He said, I am waiting for you. Madhavendra, Kobayamaramur Madhavendra, my Madhavendra will come and give me food. Now, today I am very glad that we have given food. Then he said, all the people were pleased. Every day, all the villagers of that village came with all the articles and prepared and gave food. Like that it was done. And 1,000 cows were given by the devotees to the Lord, a temple was erected and everything was made ready. Now he gave two tyagis the responsibility to offer puja. And he wants to go away. But in the night, again Govinda has come to him and say, yes, you have given me food and you have given me bath. Everything is all right, but still whole body is burning. Now it can be subsided. If you bring this camphor and sandalwood from Puri, you must go to Puri. But he never told the Lord, Lord, I am not asking anybody, who will give me? Nobody will give me. He never asked. Now he started walking, walking, walking. After 3 months or 4 months, he went to Balasore. There is the Gopinath temple. That Gopinath, in the evening time he went by the arti time, 6 parts of kheer, that is milk, thickly, and with spices and sugar, it is kheer part, 12 parts offered to the Lord. And smelling, he said, oh, I must know how these people prepare and I can offer it to my Gopal there. But again he thought, see, why that ambition has come, this it, I am not asking anybody, who will give me? Nobody will give me. So saying, he went away to the garden under a mango tree, was sitting and doing nama. At night, 11 or 12, the pujari, the vacant by the Lord Gopinath, he was sleeping, to get up, open the door of the temple. And see, one part was kept by me for Madhavendra. He is there on the place under that mango tree. He is sitting. Go. Now he opened the door and saw one part there. Hare, I have taken 12, counting 12 parts, I have taken, how one part remained? Yes, it is Gopinath's desire. I could not able to remember it. Then the pujari took that part when there is Madhavendra, Madhavendra, Madhavendra. Yes, I am Madhavendra. Now Gopinath has committed theft for you. This part, he has kept it for you. Now he ordered me to give it to you. I have completely accepted. Then he accepted. Then he accepted. Then he said, yes, I have come only to collect some sandalwood and camphor. I will go to Puri. So now when everything is done, he took away all the pieces of that earthen pot of kheer, tied it in his cloth, and then only he walked away, And after 10 days he reached, prior to that that Madhavendra Puri is coming from Vrindavan for want of sandalwood and this paste, karpura, camphor. So Maharaja came to know, immediately he collected it, 1 month circular, that is 80 shares, a quintal sandalwood and 40 tulas camp. When he reached, he said, "You are blessed." And again, Gopal gave him order that you cannot come with sandalwood and this karpura camphor to this place. Now, you please apply to Gopinath's body. Engage two people to rub sandalwood on the plate of Chivikiran Lord. And he done it in 4 months, he was finished. And after that, he went to Samadhi, finished. Now like that, now the Govinda Kunda is very important place in Vrindavan, the Bhakta's place. Because Indra came now, he could understand his then Airavata, the elephant, to bring water, Kshetradhara, Payasparit, water from all the rivers, and milk. And this cow was giving milk. And they have performed abhishekam. And that abhisheka water became this kund, very big tank. And now the stone, all dried.